Good morning. The latest in a series of low pressure waves continues to push through interior New York and New England, and it's been raining all night long. We also have areas of fog now early this morning to contend with for the morning commute, which will be wet across the entire region. Eventually, as we get deeper into the morning and that wave passes by, the rain will become more intermittent, turning into scattered showers by lunchtime, and a few scattered showers are still possible for the ride home later. Temperatures will tend to struggle with the thicker clouds and showers, but manage to get into the lower 50s across most of the area. Overnight tonight, skies will tend to clear out and it will be dry. Readings will drop back through the 30s and most everyone will wake up in the middle and upper 20s. This will set us up for a dry, clear start to the day tomorrow with a good amount of sunshine. Temperatures will turn around quickly and climb back through the 30s and into the 40s, and afternoon highs on Saturday will manage to get into the lower and middle 50s. A weak disturbance will then approach, bringing increasing clouds by the end of the day tomorrow and thicker clouds tomorrow night. We'll see a round of rain showers overnight Saturday night, which will transition to a few wet snowflakes as colder air flows in behind this system first thing Easter morning. So some of us could be waking up to a few scattered rain or snow showers right at sunrise on Easter Sunday, though the trend for the rest of the day will be for drier air to build in. It'll be blustery and cool on Easter Sunday with temperatures staying in the lower to mid 40s. High pressure will build in, keeping it dry into the early part of next week. On Monday, a mix of sun and clouds. Cooler temperatures persist in the mid-40s. Then the next disturbance approaches for Tuesday. Early in the morning, it might be cold enough for some snow or freezing rain, then just plain rain showers as temperatures reach the lower 40s again. Some leftover rain showers on Wednesday morning, then we'll break out into some sunshine, but temperatures on Wednesday and Thursday will stay in the 40s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a cold front will sweep across the East Coast today, bringing with it showers and thunderstorms. Most of the thunderstorms will occur in the southeastern part of the country and over the Florida Peninsula. However, these storms are not expected to be severe like the last couple of days. High temperatures ahead of the front will be up to 10 degrees above average for this time of year. The cold front will exit off the East Coast by later on today, followed by cooler conditions settling back in along the coast. And an upper-level disturbance will slide over the northern Rockies overnight, bringing higher elevation snow across the northern Rockies as an Arctic boundary plunges to the south. By tomorrow morning, the upper-level disturbance will enter the northern plains. Precipitation will develop, most of it falling as snow. Heavy snow is expected in the northern plains by this evening and move into the upper Midwest by tomorrow morning. The surface low will then lift north over the southeastern part of Canada, with snow advancing into the upper Great Lakes. Winter storm warnings have been issued from North Dakota into the UP of Michigan. At Mount Washington this morning, 0 miles visibility with moderate rain and fog, 39 degrees, and a west-southwest wind at 56 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly clear and 27 below zero. In Albany on the hour, cloudy skies with fog, 4 miles visibility and 50 degrees, the dew point 47, 89% relative humidity, a south wind at 13 miles per hour, and the barometer at 29.62 inches, and it is falling. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City cloudy with showers near 60, Boston cloudy with showers near 60, and in Buffalo cloudy with rain and snow showers and highs in the lower 40s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 50 degrees, the low 36, the average temperature 43, that's 3 degrees above normal. 0.1 inch of rain yesterday, no snow, still 36 inches for the month, which is 25.4 inches above normal. And 74.9 inches of snow for the season, which is 17.4 inches above normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 51 degrees, the average low 31. The record high 86 set in 1986, and the record low 7 in 1970. Sunrise this morning was at 6:41 a.m. Sunset this evening, 7:19 p.m., 12 hours and 38 minutes of daylight, an increase of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Cloudy with showers today, also areas of fog with highs in the upper 40s and lower 50s. Clouds this evening, then clearing overnight tonight with lows in the middle and upper 20s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, cloudy with showers today, also areas of fog and drizzle and highs in the mid-50s. Clouds this evening, then clearing overnight tonight with lows in the lower 30s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, cloudy with showers today, also areas of fog with highs near 50. Cloudy this evening, then clearing overnight tonight with lows in the middle and upper 20s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, cloudy with showers today, also areas of fog with highs in the lower 50s. Cloudy this evening, then clearing overnight tonight with lows in the upper 20s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Cloudy with showers today, also areas of fog with highs in the lower 50s. Cloudy this evening, then clearing overnight tonight with lows in the upper 20s. Region-wide for tomorrow, sunshine to start the day, followed by increasing high clouds by the middle and latter portion of the afternoon in the lower to mid-50s, some showers overnight Saturday night, and a few rain or snow showers first thing Sunday morning, but the rest of Easter Sunday will be dry. With increasing sunshine, it'll be breezy and cool with highs in the lower to mid-40s. A mix of sun and clouds, mid-40s Monday. A chance of mixed precipitation starting as some snow on Tuesday, ending as rain showers, lower 40s. Morning rain showers on Wednesday, then breaks of sun, breezy, mid-40s, and a mix of sun and clouds staying in the 40s on Thursday. Have a great weekend. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.